For today is Jin Yu. The title of our presentation is Effect of No Tillage and Conventional Tillage Practices on Nitrous Oxide Emission in the Soybean, under the soybean sort in Korea.
Thanks for introducing me. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to give this presentation. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Jin Yu, a master's student from Chung-Kung National University in South Korea. The topic of today's presentation is effect of no-tillage practice on the nitrous oxide emission on the cultivation of soybean in upland soil in Korea. This presentation is organized to give you introduction of our research. This study was conducted with my professor, Dr. Chung, and my co-researcher. I have six parts in my presentation as follow: introduction, objectives, material and method, results, summary, and references. In the introduction part, I will give you a brief overview of greenhouse gas emission trends in Korea and in agriculture sector, and then I will focus on nitrous oxide emission from soil. Finally, I will cover the greenhouse gas mitigation technology. Excuse me, where is the point? Thank you. And
place the button.
I used to press the button. Sorry. Let me illustrate the greenhouse gas emission trends in Korea with the tables and figures. This presents the greenhouse gas emission by sector from 1990 to 2012 in Korea. As you can see from this table, total greenhouse gas emission in 2012 amounted to 688 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. This was an increase in about 400 million tons of CO2 equivalent, or 133% compared to 1990. Moving on the light figure, in 2012, the energy sector represent the largest portion at 87%, followed industrial processes sector at 7.7%, agricultural sectors at 3%, and waste sector 2%. Secondly, I would like to move on greenhouse gas and agriculture. Agriculture is one of the main contributors to the emission of greenhouse gas. The vast majority of the greenhouse gas emission from agriculture came from one of three sources: soil, enteric fermentation, lice, and main emission gases are methane and nitrous oxide. Let's move on, highlight the nitrous oxide. N2 is major greenhouse gas. N2 has 298 times more impact per unit weight than CO2 from IPCC first report in 2007. Despite N2 concentration is low, it is the first largest contributor to greenhouse gases. Especially agriculture is the main source of human-produced nitrous oxide. I'd like to go over this figure. Left figure shows the nitrogen cycle in ecosystem. There are four major processes of nitrogen cycle. First, nitrogen fixation, nitrogen mineralization, nitrification, and denitrification. Light figure is the nitrous oxide pathway. Nitrous oxide is by product or production of nitrification and denitrification. This figure presents factors influencing N2O production by nitrification and denitrification. Among these, the most important factor are amount of O2 substrate concentration, availability of water-soluble carbon, soil temperature, soil pH, and soil moisture. It is the final part of the introduction. I will illustrate the greenhouse gas mitigation technology. Greenhouse gas emission from agriculture are mainly due to three gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. But I will focus on crop management and N2O. Let the mitigation effect column. There are a check mark and question mark. A check mark means the technology has a positive contributor to mitigation, and question mark means that mitigation impact is not clear. Fertilizer management technology, sprinkler and drip irrigation, fog and rain water harvesting, and mid-season water drain has a positive contributor to N2O mitigation. The effect of zero tillage and conservation tillage on mitigation and N2O emission is not clear. Conservation tillage is one of the tillage systems against conventional tillage. Conventional tillage has lots of benefit. For example, soil erosion, soil stratification, and nutrient retention, and reduction pure and lover. Now I will introduce our research objectives. Our aims are three. First, to evaluate the impact of no-tillage and conventional tillage practices on nitrous oxide emissions in the cultivation of soybean in the temperature climate zone in Cheongju, Republic of Korea. Secondly, the impact of fertilizer application on nitrous oxide emitted from peeled soil. Finally, we want to evaluate the respective relationship of soil temperature and soil water field pore spare to N2O emissions. There is a material and method. The study was performed in the research farm of Chungbuk National University in Cheongju, Republic of Korea, from June 2014 to September 2015. Actually, we are continuing to do research, but this presentation covers the data from 2014 to 2015. This site right in the temperature zone, and the texture of experimental soil is loamy sand, and crops was Daewon soybean. I will explain the experimental design. In 2014, experimental plots was divided into two main plots, conventional tillage and reduced tillage. And in 2015, reduced tillage treatment was converted to the no-tillage. Tillage was totally suppressed in no-tillage treatment, whereas conventional tillage consists of one pass of mulch plow to 20 centimeter depth. As before you see, an experimental plot was divided into three main plots: conventional tillage, no tillage, and reduced tillage. And each of these was further divided into four plots per type of fertilizer: non-fertilizer as control, chemical fertilizer, and liquid pig manure as animal manure, and hairy batch as green manure. They are evenly applied in the each treatment by accordance to standard NPK values in early August. There is the quantitative analysis of soil and to emission. We follow the procedure, and we measured with the closed chamber method. Gas samples were analyzed within 7 days by the gas chromatography equipped with micro ECD. Soil samples and analysis were performed as follows. pH were measured using pH meter and soil total nitrogen by micro Kildar method and OM. And soil were filled for space was measured. In the result part, I have five parts. First, temporal variation of N2 emission. We have four different fertilizer treatments: control treatment, chemical fertilizer treatment, hairy batch treatment, and liquid pig manure treatment. In early June, we tilled soil in conventional tillage treatment, and after 1 week, the site was cropped with soybean. Green arrow indicate crop time, and red arrow indicate the event of fertilizer application. As you can see from this line graph, N2 emission in July is quite big. Then let's compare the monthly average N2 emission. During the growing seasons of soybean, June through September, the monthly average of N2 emission were significantly different from each other. In July, N2 emission was significantly the highest, whereas in September, the emission was the lowest. The largest amount of N2 in July may be due to the following reasons. First of all, the air and soil temperature were increased in July. Secondly, the N source in soil were increased by the application of fertilizer in June. Next slide is the effect of fertilizer application on N2 emission. As you can see the red arrow, the chemical fertilizer and liquid pig manure were applied to each corresponding treatment in early August. The N2 flux increased in chemical fertilizer and liquid pig manure treatment after the application of fertilizer. In the chemical fertilizer treatment, soil N2 emission was about 26 to 27% more increased after the application in the liquid pig manure treatment, approximately 12 to 14 more increased after the application, whereas soil N2 emission in control treatment was about 16 to 21% decreased at the same period of time. Furthermore, compare the slope. The rate of soil N2 emission was relatively less lipid in liquid pig manure treatment than chemical fertilizer treatment. It appeared that This may be due to the slow mineralization of N from the pig manure treatment. This figure presents cumulative N2O emission during 1 month after their representative application. N2O emission in chemical fertilizer treatment was 16 to 42% more increased compared to control treatment, whereas the N2O emission in liquid pig manure treatment was 12 to 41% more increased compared to control treatment. Soil N2O emission was about 1.5 to 7.5% less accumulated in liquid pig manure treatment than chemical fertilizer treatment. It was suggested that the replacement of inorganic fertilizer by the recycled used N nitrogen from the organic fertilizer such as the animal manure and compost decreased the soil N2O emission in the agriculture ecosystems. Yeah. This figure and table shows the cumulative amount of N2 emissions during the growing season of soybean in upland soil in 2014 and 2015, respectively. In 2014, the accumulative N2 emission in reduced till soil was not significantly different from that in conventional tilled soil, but its emission in reduced tillage soil was reduced by 0.03 to 0.09 kN2 or 6 to 15% compared to that in conventional tilled soil. In 2015, compared to the dose of conventional tillage treatment, the cumulative N2O emission in the chemical fertilizer of NT were reduced by 29%. The cumulative N2O emission in the hairy batch of the tillage were reduced by 36%. The cumulative N2O emission in liquid pig manure of NT were reduced by 28%. The study shows that N2O emission was reduced in no-till, and this is the temporal variation, and we are check the correlation of N2O emission and soil temperature measure in upland soil. N2O emission is significant and positive relative to soil water filled pore space and temperature. And then we our collaborate researcher performed the plant height of soybean and yield of soybean. Although the plant height of soybean cultivated in conventional tilled soil were higher than in no-till soil, the soybean yield of each plot were higher in the no-till than in conventional tilled. The summary and reference. Thank you.
Thank you.